Good morning. You're listening to Brother Mark at the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer. Go with me this morning in the scriptures as we open to the book of Psalms. And we're going to read in the 122nd Psalm of the gladness that we can have in the Lord's house. In Psalms chapter 122, looking in the first verse, we see the psalmist write, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. As we encounter this scripture this morning, I want to ask you, where can we go to receive joy in this world? In the midst of all the turmoil that we see, where can we find relief? We turn on the nightly news and there is trouble that does abound. And in the midst of all this turmoil, where is the place we can go to receive freedom from grief, freedom from care and anxieties? It is the house of the Lord to where we can go. We receive freedom, we can receive freedom and so much more when we come to God and to His house, and rather much more so than just the four walls that we enter in on a weekly basis or multiple times during the week. But when we enter the house of the Lord in the Spirit, we find the joy that does indeed come from the Lord. Just as David writes in this psalm, just as King David writes, one thing we can receive is gladness when we come to the Lord's house. He says so here in the psalm that he was glad when the people said, let us go into the house of the Lord. But what all does David mean by his words? What is it that made him glad? There are several things that you and I can learn from David's words. The first is that joy and gladness comes from the Lord, as I mentioned before. David knows this, and when he hears the people declare, he is thankful and full of joy, full of the peace that God does indeed give. The second thing that you and I can learn is to be glad to hear the people of the Lord when we come together seeking to go to the place, to be together in fellowship and in the Spirit of God. We know that He will bring joy and gladness to the life of His people. David's words have such a profound truth that echoes in the lives of believers and followers of Christ. When we are feeling spiritually empty, when we have no joy and peace, let us declare, let us go into the house of the Lord, and we will receive joy and gladness, and we will be made full. When we think of the Lord's house, we think of the image of the four walls, as I said before, maybe a steeple on top of the roof. But the Lord's house is indeed so much more, for God dwells where His people are gathered together. Even as Christ said, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst. And when His people come together and they are in His presence, His joy does abound. In His house, we can be blessed and receive joy and peace and gladness that comes from Him, a peace the Bible tells us that passes all understanding. I want to thank you for listening this morning, and I pray that this scripture, this devotion, encourages you in your coming day. Thank you for listening, and God bless.